It's time for Rhema for Today.
Now, I want you to notice something. She did not feel first. Now, it said here that she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. But she did not feel first and then believe. She believed first and then felt. Now, if you can ever get folks to see that, whatever it is they're after from God, it'll make all the difference in the world. I've had folks that came concerning salvation. They want to feel saved before they believe they're saved. If they can feel like they're saved, then they're going to believe they're saved. But you see, the believing step has to come first. You can't feel something you don't have. I can't reach in my pocket and feel a pocket knife if I didn't have one in there. You can't feel something you don't have, and you can't have it without believing it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. This week we went into the Rhema archives and chose Kenneth E. Hagin's teaching series, Miracles of Healing, Volume 3. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth E. Hagin with today's message.
We're using two texts for today. We have a general text. I like to call it our golden text for this particular series of lessons that we're on right now, and that is Hebrews, the 13th chapter, and the 8th verse. And then you may also turn to the 5th chapter of Mark's Gospel. All right, our general theme, our golden text, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Aren't you glad that He is?
Amen.
I'll repeat some things I've said. If He's the same today as He was yesterday, then He's still in the healing business. He is still the healing Christ. If He's the same today as He was yesterday, then He'll heal today just like He did yesterday. If He's the same today as He was yesterday, then He'll give people the same answer today that He did yesterday. And by examining the individual cases of healing, or the personal testimonies of healing in the four Gospels, and that's what we're doing in this series, we find people with various and different ailments, how they were healed, how Jesus healed them, what He said to them when He asked them questions, and many times it'll answer your questions if you'll listen to it, because He'll say the same thing to you that He said to them. And sometimes He made some requirements. He'll make the same requirements of you that He made of them. Sometimes He asked them questions. He'll ask the same questions today of you that He asked of them. Now, in discussing the woman who touched His garment, in this 5th chapter of Mark, let's begin to read with the 25th verse. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Well, now, if you just stop and think about it, here's a message for folks who are getting worse instead of better in their physical condition. Amen. Tells you the way out of it. Nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched His garment. For she said, "If I may touch but His clothes, I shall be whole." And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in Himself that virtue, or as the margin says, that power, had gone out of Him, turned Him about in the press, and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And His disciples said unto Him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And He looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Now, you see, this tells you exactly what made her whole. What did it? Her faith. Her faith. Say it out loud. Her faith.
Her faith.
Say this out loud. Faith works today.
Faith works today.
Just like it did then.
Just like it did then.
If her faith made her whole,
my faith can make me whole.
And it will. Hallelujah. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now we're spending a little bit more time here on this one because there's just so much in relation to it that's of such interest to us. Now I want you to notice something. She did not feel first. Now, it said here that she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. But she did not feel first and then believe. She believed first and then felt. Now, if you can ever get folks to see that, whatever it is they're after from God, it'll make all the difference in the world. I've had folks that came concerning salvation. They want to feel saved before they believe they're saved. If they can feel like they're saved, then they're going to believe they're saved. But you see, the believing step has to come first. You can't feel something you don't have. I can't reach in my pocket and feel a pocket knife if I didn't have one in there. You can't feel something you don't have, and you can't have it without believing it. All right. Now, can't you see the same thing's true concerning healing? Folks want to feel it first, and then I'm going to believe it. Now, we're not opposed to feeling. Don't get all up there about it. We welcome feeling, but faith is a must.
Amen.
Now, you see, you never did read in the Bible where it said, but without feeling, it's impossible to please him. But you did read where it said, without faith, it's impossible to please him, didn't you?
Amen.
You never read in the Bible where it said, he that cometh unto God must feel that he is. And feel that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But you did read the Bible where it said, he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. So believing is of utmost importance, foremost importance. And so notice that she did not feel first and then believe, but she believed and then she felt. Your believing should bring you to the feeling stage. It should bring it into reality sooner or later. I realize sometimes some things are not manifested as quickly as we'd like for them to be. But blessed be God, if you know you're in faith, stay in there and hold fast to your confession and it'll come into being. Praise God. Now, the 28th and 34th verses, we read them together. You can see it more clearly by doing it. You can see her faith more clearly by reading them this way, joining these verses together. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And he said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. So then, what she said was her faith speaking. Now that agrees exactly with the great inevitable law of faith that Jesus stated in Mark 11, 23 and 24. Remember in Mark 11, 23 and 24, Jesus said, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things ever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Now, we've looked at these verses many, many times. I've preached on them so much through the years that some people thought I wrote them. But I didn't. They was in there a long time before I ever came along. Jesus spoke them in the long ago. Now, notice again the principle of faith. And notice the same principle in this woman's life. Whosoever shall say and not doubt in his or her heart, but believe. Now, believe where? Well, in the heart. Believe what? Now, see, that's of utmost importance. Believe what? That those things which he or she saith shall come to pass. Now, you see, for she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And he said, daughter, thy faith's made thee whole. So that's what she believed. She believed that it would come to pass, and it came to pass. Now then, you notice this, that what she said is her faith speaking. Now you always locate people by what they say. What you say is your faith speaking. Amen. I've said it many a time. Will you be healed now as I lay hands on you? I sure hope so, Brother Hagin. I hope I will. Well, I always have to say, you won't be. You won't be. But somebody said, how do you know? Maybe they might. No, you don't know a thing about the Bible. You wouldn't even have made such a statement as that. You're over in human thinking. You're not within Bible thinking. Now, why? Because the Bible says, he shall have whatsoever he saith, and then they just got through saying, by saying, I hope I will, by saying, I don't have any confidence in it right now, but I hope to get it sometime.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with our hosts, Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Healing is Ours USB Drive, featuring Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and Craig Hagin. Next is Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Do I Really Have to Forgive? Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled, Living in Continual Peace. All these items for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
Our parents are on the road. In fact, they're going to be in Champaign, Illinois, starting Sunday night, August 17th. They're going to be at Midwest Believers Church. That's Pastor Trent and Rhonda Cloyne. And if you want to, they'll be there Sunday through Tuesday. If you want to find more information about that, if you go to rhema.org/LFC. And then they're going to be in Newark, Ohio, More Life Church. That's Pastor Josh and Angie Pennington. And that's August 20th through the 22nd. That's Wednesday through Friday. Like I said, rhema.org, LFC. You can find more information about their Living Faith conferences.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Miracles of Healing, Volume 3. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.